Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, December 18th, 1 week until Christmas. This is the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Escapades in the Senate, missing the recruitment mark, death penalty DeSantis, and EVs in Canada. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a staffer of the 80-year-old senator from Maryland, Ben Cardin, filmed himself having sex with another man in the Senate hearing room. Now, his statement in response is the best part. This is a beautiful insight into the mind of a progressive. He said, "This has been a difficult time for me as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda." Just to be clear, he had sex in the Senate hearing room and videotaped it. Ah, it's just a work of art. Always the victim. The Pentagon has told Congress that the Army, Navy, and Air Force missed their 2023 recruiting goals by 41,000 personnel. We're down 64,000 over the last 3 years. Our military is currently at the smallest it's been since 1940. A 2020 Pentagon study found that 77% of young people are ineligible to even join the military due to being overweight, drug problems, or mental illness. The Air Force decreased its body weight standard for men and women to allow for more people to even be eligible. Men can now have a 26% body fat and women can have a 36% body fat. The Navy had a recruitment campaign to explore the digital environment to reach a wide range of potential candidates, and one of the five ambassadors was a drag queen who appeared in videos in uniform as a man and then a cut to him wearing drag. The state of Florida, for the first time, seeking to use the death penalty against a man who is accused of sexually abusing a child. DeSantis signed a bill early in the year which allows the death penalty on pedophiles who commit sexual battery against children under the age of 12. DeSantis said he's prepared to take this all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Canada on Tuesday is going to announce its new electrical vehicle regulations. All new passenger cars in the entire country have to be zero emission by 2035. Of course, there's no such thing as zero emission. They got to get the energy from somewhere. But Canada does get 60% of their electricity from hydroelectric, which the environmentalists still hate, 20% from fossil fuels. Worth noting that when the temperature drops to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the range of the electric vehicle drops 20%. If the temperature hits 22 degrees, then the range drops to 40%. Ottawa, on Thursday, has a high of 22. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. I hope you have a great final week before Christmas. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I remember a Macy's Christmas slogan saying one word, believe. And that, as Christmas approaches, is a very interesting concept. Now, I want to believe that Jesus of Nazareth is God. I wrote a whole book on it, Killing Jesus. But in that book, I don't have any religion at all. It's all history about the Nazarene. However, in my private life, I want to believe that Jesus was God, is an act of God, because his theology is so positive, so good for the world. So I want to be a Christian, and I am. Most people operate their entire lives on what they want to believe. Sometimes that is good, but often it is not. The other day I was on News Nation, a TV cable outfit with Chris Cuomo, and they have call-ins, and a woman from Florida called up to tell Cuomo and me how great Joe Biden is. Elderly woman, loves Joe, thinks he's the greatest president in the world, doesn't really know why, but she wants to believe that Joe Biden is a good president, just as a lot of MAGA people want to believe that Donald Trump is the second calling. That's what we are operating on now, what we want to believe. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Stephen Notman, Oregon City, Oregon. Bill, sounds like you're recommending a Trump-Haley ticket. I don't recommend anything. I have stated that would be the strongest ticket for the Republicans at this point in history. Stephen goes on to say, you also mentioned that it looks pretty shady that Haley was able to amass a $8 million fortune. I don't know if shady is the right word. She did what many politicians do. She used her position after she left to get money. Cynthia Highhouse, Portland, Oregon, right down the road from Oregon City. O'Reilly, I love your common sense approach. You speak wisdom. Thank you very much, Cynthia. The news media is a huge disappointment today. That includes cable. They pander to ideology and not to the good of the country. Absolutely correct. That's why we are prospering here at BillO'Reilly.com. But we don't do that, as you know. Lee Manley, Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Bill, longtime follower, what do you think of our government here in Canada? Left-leaning, Ottawa very liberal, but once you get out to the west, in Canada, it's conservative, except for Vancouver. Quebec doesn't want to be a part of Canada, got that problem. But, Canadians themselves, very much like Americans. A lot of them don't want to admit it, but they are. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Christmas Day, 1 week away. Despite record high inflation, economists predict Americans will spend $1 trillion on gifts this year. Here are the most popular presents to put under the tree. For adults, it's all about technology. Best sellers include headphones, tablets, wireless chargers, and smart watches. Another popular genre, kitchen appliances. The average household spends $200 on coffee makers, non-stick frying pans, and waffle irons. For the 25th year in a row, the most sought-after gift for kids, video games. Items for Sony PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo generate $50 billion in sales each holiday season. the number one present this Christmas Day, the lowly gift card. Americans exchange $300 billion in gift certificates every December. Popular brands, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and Target. Of course, all these presents are a boon for the economy. Christmas time creates 200,000 jobs across the USA at department stores, retailers, and delivery services. But buyer beware. A majority of Americans use credit cards to purchase gifts. Studies show 25% of the public incurs significant debt during the holidays. Typical household owes an additional $1,000 by New Year's Day. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being labeled the most wonderful time of the year, Christmas is also ranked the most stressful. Recent survey found 23% of adults dislike seeing their own relatives. 23%. One in five worry about picking the right gift. Quarter of us say the worst part of the season is not having enough money. 95% of Americans now carry debt. In total, families owe $1.1 trillion to the credit card companies. And if you want to save money, please check out BillO'Reilly.com. We have great gifts, killing books, etc. Very low prices. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.